we are about to get up someone who has been an absolute star for the Adelaide Football Club. I had a look at his record today, guys, and you would be absolutely blown away. It's been 11 years at the Adelaide Football Club, and he's missed a grand total of 11 games.
Seriously?
He's been phenomenal. He averages over 22 games a year for an 11-year period, and he plays his 250th game for Adelaide this weekend. His name's Scott Thompson. He joins us now. Congratulations, Tomo. 250 great games.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, they've sort of snuck up 11 years, as you say, or 12th year at the club now. It's gone reasonably quick.
Well, what's the secret? How come you don't get injured more often? You're in and around where all the bodies are. Is it just that magnificent physique you have?
Let's not get carried away, mate. No, there's probably an element of luck involved in there somewhere along the line, but there's no doubt you have sore spots, and as you blokes know, at times throughout your career and over the years, you're there's probably a few games you get yourself up for that where you probably are a bit touch and go.
Congratulations, Tomo. As Bick said, 250 wonderful games. You're closing in on 300. But the great thing is like a good bottle of wine, you're getting better and better with age. You're not dropping off one little bit.
Okay.
Well, I think so.
Well, you think, oh, that's nice to know, mate. I'm really enjoying my footy. We've got a fantastic bunch of young fellas to work with now, and the dynamics of our group have certainly changed a fair bit over the past couple of seasons, but as we've seen over the summer through the NAB Challenge and the first three rounds of this season, we've got a really exciting list. And with the way the senior side are performing at the moment, and along with our SANFL team who have won their first three games, it goes to show we've got some great depth on our list.
Tomo, you lead the club in clearances, disposals, tackles. I think you're second in contested possessions. As good as that is for you, do you need more help in there?
Oh, no, mate. I think we've got great balance that rolls through there now. And, you know, the likes of Matty Crouch has come in and he's played some outstanding footy this year. He had a number of games behind his belt over the last year or two, but he's certainly taken his game to another level early in this season. And then we've seen the types of David McKay, who's rolled through the middle. Jared Lyons came in again on the weekend and played some good footy and can roll forward and kick some goals. So as a midfield unit as a whole, I think we've got a great balance of inside and outside run, and we're getting a really even contribution from everyone at the moment.
Kane reckons they're too dependent on you around stoppage, Tomo.
No, I don't think so. And as I said, mate, we've got a great balance of guys that can roll through there now.
Well, if you you're going to have your work cut out this week, because you're just looking at Sydney's side. We're going to talk to Josh Kennedy on the show in a little while. He's a star. Luke Park has been outstanding. Kieran Jack, they've got some. Hanbury, they've got a very, very proficient on-ball department.
They certainly do. And you mentioned their midfield. They're a big-bodied midfield. The likes of Kennedy and Luke Parker, who's in outstanding form at the moment as well. So the great challenge for us to look forward to against a quality midfield side. We know what they're going to bring. They love the contested side of the game. So we're going to have to be on our game tomorrow night if we're going to beat them, especially inside the contest, and then try and back ourselves in to win it and beat them on the outside.
I'm liking what's happening around the stoppage, and it's a little bit different to last year. I don't know how the depth of that is. It's probably more about personnel, Tomo, than anything. But what I did notice, more so with you in last week's game, you were happy to jack it on the boot and jack it out of the stoppage quick. I think there was about five or six of them. And then from that, with the outside run we got, you got some good clearance from it. Is that just by design last week? It just happened, or is that by instruction?
Oh, look, perfect world. You'd love to be able to run and carry the ball out of there with time and space, but that's not always the way. But, you know, at times and in any game, you're going to have to surge the ball forward at times.
Yep.
And we had to do that a number of times last week against Richmond and, you know, just get the ball going our way. And once we do that, we can get our team defence sorted out and try and lock the ball in our forward half from there.
Team defence, I think a lot's been spoken about your attack, but your defence has been amazing. What's been the secret to getting everyone to buy into that?
It's a good question, and it's something we've really had to work on over the summer. Again, if one person's off their game in that area, it can fall apart quite quickly. But what we've seen so far is the way Pikey's implemented that, and with James Podziedli as our defence coach, we've had great buy-in from the group, and we've practiced it over and over and over through the summer. And what comes with that, we have great trust in each other now. So we're back in our system, and we know if one part of the puzzle moves, the rest of it just follows in behind. So that's what we're seeing at the moment. And if we're going to continue to climb up the ladder, that's going to have to be a real focus throughout the year.
It's been an interesting scenario with Sydney the last 3 years. They've just had the wood on you. They've beaten you three times by an average margin of 11 goals. So hopefully you'll be able to turn that around. What do you think that has been?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've had that stat said to me earlier in the week as well, and I wasn't aware of it. I know they gave us a touch-up last year, but I mean, saying that, going back a few years, it was a team, Sydney was always a team we structured up quite well against, and we had a really good record against them for a number of years. So why that's changed over the short term, I'm not entirely sure, but as I said before, it's going to be a great challenge for us tomorrow night against a side that are in fantastic form. They're yet to lose a game, so one we're looking forward to.
You've been on Media Street all week. How many times have you answered the Kurt Tippett question?
Mate, I'd hang the boots up now if I had a bloody dollar for every time I would.
Can you just reassure Roey that the players do not care? Because he still thinks you care about it.
Nah, Tomo, I don't care what you say. Under your breath, you'll be booing him.
Mate, I could, Kane. You're spot on, mate. I could not give a rat. Seriously. Roey, he left 4 years ago, mate.
Well, you might have gotten over it, but I haven't.
Take that, Roy.
I think all the hype, the fact that this is the first time, isn't it, that he's come back to Adelaide Correct. To play a game. Yeah. Well, there you go. So he's been hiding for a number of years, but he's decided to come over and show his face.
And before we let you go, I was just Googling you today, Tomo. One stat, you've led the club, the Adelaide Footy Club, in frees against since 2010. What is it with the umpires? You do not like each other.
That's a bloody good question, right? I'm
What's going on?
They just don't like me, don't they? No, it's, I don't know. I think the fact that I guess I'm more often than not in and around the contest, a few arms slip up here and there.
You can be a bit surly at times, Scotty, towards the umps.
Jeez.
Not sure what you're talking about there, Mark.
Hey, I was watching the press conference earlier in the week when you were being interviewed, and this one little piece came up that quite amused me, so I'm going to play it. Have a listen to this.
Thank you. Scotty, man.
Good.
Oh, boy.
For those that didn't hear it, how's the body, mate? Good.
I was a bit taken back by the question. How do you answer that question? It's round three and he said, how's the body?
Well, how did you take it? As if you said, how's my rig? It's pretty good. What do you reckon?
I took it as though he thought I was, I'm getting old and I should be sore and about to crumble.
Okay. But it's in good nick, though.
How do you think I took it?
Well, I thought you were saying, just have a look, feast your eyes on it. It looks pretty good from where I'm sitting.
Tomo, I'll leave it on a real positive. I want everybody who can to get on the Adelaide Footy Club website. There's this lovely story, afc.com.au, a young lady recovering from a horrific car accident about 3 years ago. She had to learn to eat, to talk and walk again before she could recognise anyone. She recognised Tomo. Right? And it was a beautiful story, Tomo. They're the heartfelt, magnificent thing. She's going to be at your 250th. You're her favourite player. She was presented with a number 5 jumper. So the AFC website, get on it and have a look. It's a real heart-wrenching story, that one. But well done, Tomo.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic to have Lauren down at training yesterday and for all the boys to meet her. And you know, she's an extremely lucky girl to be where she is right now. But as you've touched on, had memory loss there for a period of time and didn't know who her family was. And thank God she's now back to normal in that area. But yeah, had to learn to eat and walk and all those simple things that everyone takes for granted. She had to learn all of that again. But she's in a good place now and it was fantastic to have her there.
Look, inspirational story. That's under Crow's wish if you're looking for that on the AFC website. Hey, Scotty, congratulations once again.
Mate.
250 games for Adelaide. A remarkable effort. You've averaged over 22 games each year for 11 years. Durable, outstanding, as Kane mentioned. And we wish you all the best. And it's going to be a massive game. And yeah, good luck.
Good on you, fellas. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Scotty Thompson, what a ripper. But just on the Kurt Tippett thing, you played with Chappie as a player. What were your thoughts to him?
I think 4 years on is a long stretch. Now
he's not been back and played.
I know, Roey, but move on. I mean, Chappie is the one. Is the one that we love. He's the villain. But he sent us a pretty average email after he left. So the players got very fired up about that. And just so happens Port Adelaide started to go well and Richmond not so well after he sent that email. So there's a bit more to it than Kurt Tippett wanting to leave for money.
Mate, he cost the club $300,000.
That wasn't his fault. Not the first player to leave for money, Roy.
Crikey, you've got rose-coloured glasses.